I am Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Welcome to What is New in iOS 12. In this overview, I'm going to give you some of the new features and changes you can expect to see and hear. So, without further ado, the show starts now. I know you. A lot of you are pretty excited to get your hands on iOS 12, and some of you probably already took the leap to get to the iOS 12, and you're just now listening to the podcast, see what you can expect in iOS 12, and others that are just kind of just remaining back and see what it's all about, and if it's something that I should go with. You know, we have a lot of paths, and, you know, people want to see, hey, what's available, and if it's safe to update to iOS 12. Well, you're going to hear for yourself in this What's New in iOS 12 here and see for yourself how stable and reliable that this operating system is. Now, at this time of the podcast, the iOS 12 with the first release, it does have some bugs in it, but nothing like what it has in previous years. This is probably one of the best solid iOS release I have seen from Apple. So great job for Apple. All right, without further ado, I know you guys are pretty excited, so let's just jump right in and see what you can see and expect from iOS 12. There is a really nice feature that's coming along for those with the older devices. So anything that's got the 5S, 6, or 6S's out there, you are absolutely going to love the speedy responsiveness as you're going to get into iOS 12. Unlike the older iOS releases, you always heard some slowdowns and a little bit of lag and things on the as the older devices you get. That's not the case in iOS 12. I am using an iPhone 5S in this example. I'm going to show you. As I just swipe to the right, you can hear how quickly it goes. I'll even open a folder up so you can hear for yourself.
Calculator, podcast, watch, file, extras folder, seeing a extras folder,
open
six
up.
Apps, opening extras folder, compass, tips, voice memo, contacts.
It's very snappy, very speedy, and the improvement on the older devices you are absolutely going to love on your older phone devices. Now, those are asking me, I have the iPhone 7 or iPhone 8, for that example. You are still going to have the same snappy speed that you had in iOS 11, so nothing has changed there at all. Everybody across the board will now see a snappier and more responsive iOS. There is a new feature within the Notification Center, as it is with lock screen. They're the one and same. This will determine how your notification is being seen. They are now going to introduce something called grouping. So if you get multiple notifications from a app, they're going to group them together instead of individually. I'm going to show you an example. I'm in my Notification Center, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
Notification Center, heading, clear, Notification Center.
So obviously, we can still have the option to clear the whole entire notification center if you wish. If you go to the right.
The weather, 56 minutes ago, the weather, a brief rain shower will begin around 1:33 p.m. The rain will be light. See what's coming.
So this is one notification from the weather app. So my weather app, I have only given me one individual here. Let's show you another one that has a group.
ESPN, grouped, 3 hours ago. Chiefs no pest protection problems could limit QB Patrick Mahomes, Adam Tiger, three more notifications.
This tells
you down to select a custom action.
Several things. So first, it gives you the latest notification from ESPN, and then it tells you there are three more messages within the ESPN. So if I were to go to the right.
Breaking, grouped, 6 hours ago, MSNBC, President Trump cancels his military.
So it goes to the breaking news. So it shows you all the apps, and they're now grouped. So let's go back to ESPN to give you that as an example.
ESPN.
So we heard that, and we heard that as a group. How to expand this and see the rest of the notification, you just do a one-finger double tap.
Expanded.
And then you can hear it's been expanded. So let's go to...
Clear. ESPN. Button.
So I just went left. It still has the clear options, so you can clear the entire ESPN itself. Or if I go to the right...
ESPN. 3 hours ago. Chiefs no pest protection problems.
So that's the one we just listened to. And then I can go to the right...
ESPN. 13 hours ago. Final. Royals 6 Blue Jays 2. WP...
So that tells me the last information notification from ESPN from yesterday. So this groups it up. Now, what you can do from here, this is pretty cool. I can either clear this individually instead of a group, because you can do by, you can clear by group. As I mentioned before, you go left and it goes clear the ESPN, or I do a swipe up.
Clear.
And that just clears that one particular notification, so you can clear just one or the whole segment. A new option also is I swipe again.
Manage.
Is the manage. If you do a manage, double tap that.
Alert. ESPN.
Okay, go to the right.
Manage notifications.
Mm-hmm.
Deliver quietly. Button.
Here is the new option to deliver quietly. This is a kind of similar to a do not disturb, but it's not having do not disturb on all the time. This is kind of a cool deal. So if I get tired of ESPN notifying me too much, I can actually define to deliver this quietly from now on. So if I double tap that, it will deliver the ESPN quietly. So it will not show up on your lock screen, but it will show up in your notification center. So next time you open up your phone, go to notification center, do a 3-finger swipe down to get to notification center, and go to the ESPN and you can see those notifications.
Turn off button.
Or the last option is to turn off. Okay, so if you deliver it quietly, as I just mentioned, it will deliver it quietly. It will not show up on the lock screen, but it will in the notification center, or you can just turn this option off. So that is the new notifications grouping. There's a new feature called Screen Time. This helps you keep you accountable how much time you're spending on your device. It can help you curb or restrict on things you can do on your device. So let's go to the settings, Apple settings, and go to Screen Time.
Screen Time.
And once you do a double tap here,
selected settings.
Now, there's a number of things here. Before I dive into the actual statistic information, there's a lot of things you can do within Screen Time. So basically, I'm just going to give you the highlight, none of the nitty-gritty. So let's just show you what some of the things you can do with Screen Time. So as I swipe to the right.
Screen Time. Heading. Screen Time. Today at 1 p.m. Heading. Mickey iPhone. Button.
This is your device. So my phone is Mickey iPhone.
Device usage summary. Total usage, 1 hour, 43 minutes, reading and reference, 45 minutes, entertainment, 22 minutes, productivity, 9 minutes.
And you can see here, and what it does, it breaks it down by categories, how much you've used during the day of this device and to different categories, which is really great, so it gives you a better idea. Now, before I get into the details of those categories, let's go to the right here.
Downtime, schedule time away from the screen.
That's right. Downtime, this is the area if you want to give yourself some downtime. What that means is it's kind of similar to a do not disturb, but a little bit different. What it does, you can tell which app or what method you want it to notify you while you're in your downtime. So you can be very specific what is going to be popped up and things like that.
App limits. Set time limits for apps. Button.
Pretty self-explanatory. So if you want limitation for yourself, so if you're finding that you have an urge to use this particular app too much and you want to restrict yourself, you can double tap that and limit yourself how much you want to use time on a particular app.
Always allowed. Choose apps you want at all times. Button.
Self-explanatory. So there are apps you just absolutely must use all the time. So if you don't put any restriction on yourself, really, you don't have to do anything. But if you put some restrictions on yourself, you'll need to implement this.
Content and privacy restrictions. Lock inappropriate content. Button.
Mm-hmm.
Use screen time passcode. Button.
Obviously, if you want to use a passcode to get into the screen time area without anybody just sneaking in and see how much time you're using on your device, you can lock that.
Use a passcode to secure screen time settings and to allow for more time. Share across devices. Off.
You can share this across your devices. So if I have an iPad, I can turn this option on. So anytime I use my iPhone or my iPad, the statistic information gets combined together so you can see the combined time.
You can enable this on any device signed into iCloud to report your combined screen time.
Yep.
Turn off screen time button.
And then obviously you can turn this off. Let's go back to the top where I have my Mickey phone.
You can always app limits, downtime. Device use Mickey iPhone button.
All right, so this is where you're going to get lots of statistical information. So let me show you what's in here.
Mickey iPhone screen time back button.
As you go to the right,
selected today button. One last 7 days button. Two of
okay,
two.
So it's going to use for the last 24 hours today. So we're going to use today.
Mickey iPhone.
Okay, go to the right.
Screen time today at 1:02 p.m. Heading. Mm-hmm. Total time 1 hour 45 minutes.
All right, that's
total
how
time,
much time
hour,
I've used for to today. So that's how much time is spent.
6 a.m., reading and reference, 29 minutes, entertainment, 15 minutes, productivity, 3 minutes, 49 minutes, other usage.
Now what it's going to do, it's going to break down by hour, And I'm going to give you a category of what's being used each of those hours. Let's
7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m.,
11 a.m.
11 a.m., reading and reference, 3 minutes, productivity, 37 seconds, 8 minutes other usage.
So that gives you a better idea. So let's go to the headings here.
Most used, heading.
And go to the next item is most used. So let's go to the right. I'll show you what that is.
Show categories, button.
You can have the show by category. We'll come back to that in a few.
Newsify, 34 minutes, button.
So this is what's being used the most out of today. So Newsify is my top usage.
YouTube, 22 minutes.
YouTube.
Button. Settings, 13 minutes.
I've spent a lot of time in settings today. So that breaks it down by app, how many minutes you're using. So you can keep yourself accountable. So if you're using FaceTime or Facebook too much, you get an idea how much you're spending time in each of those apps. Now, you can
YouTube,
go back up
20,
here.
Newsify. Show categories.
You can show by categories.
Show categories.
And that's what will break it up into categories.
Button. Reading and reference, 45 minutes. Button.
Tells me, but I've been reading and doing references for 45 minutes as a category.
Entertainment, 22 minutes. Button.
And that kind of gives you an idea there. So let's go back
reading
up here.
Show apps and webs, most used. Heading.
I'm going to go to the next heading.
Pickups. Heading.
All right. Pickups. This is an interesting concept. This is how many pickups you have done for the day. So if you lift up your phone, that will be considered as a pickup. So go to the right.
0 per hour. 6 a.m. 1 pickup.
Okay.
7 a.m. 1 pickup.
Let's go to
8 a.m. 9 a.m. 10 a.m. 1 pickup. 11 a.m. 5 pickups.
So 11 a.m. I picked up my phone device 5 times. So the more you pick up, the more it's going to show. So let's go down to the next one, and I'll come back up. I'll show you why.
Notifications. Most pickups. Total pickups. 13.
It'll tell me the total pickup I've done for today. So I picked up this device 13 times. So you can see how many times you're picking up the phone and putting it back down or your device. And to the right.
Most pickups. 5 between 11 a.m. 12 p.m.
So 11 a.m. and 12 p.m., I picked it up the most out of that point of the day. All right, to the next topic.
Notifications.
Notification.
Heading.
This breaks down the notification. How many notifications are you getting in a day? So let's check, see what I've gotten.
15 notifications, around 1 per hour.
So I've gotten 15 notifications so far.
12 a.m., 1 notification.
And obviously during the night, I'm sleeping, it's probably pushing notification to me, so there's going to be not very many notifications.
1 a.m., 6 a.m. 3 notifications.
There's 3, so I got 3 notifications at 6 a.m. So this gives you an idea how many notifications you're getting. Now, I can go down a little bit here.
Heading not found. 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 p.m. Twitter, 3 notifications. Button.
Okay, so now it'll break it up by apps itself. So which app is pushing the most notification to you? This is a great way of keeping track of your notifications. So you can just say, hey man, this app is really pushing way too many notifications. So it's going to give you an idea what apps is pushing what, and then you can go limit yourself in those notifications. In some ways, there are some new voices for you voiceover users, especially for those in Ireland and South Africa. However, I will state this right out. Back in iOS 11.4.1 when it came out for the first time, for a couple of weeks there, it did give you the option to download those Siri voices for you. But for some reason, they ripped those out and made it exclusive to iOS 12. So if you didn't get the chance or the opportunity to get the voice then, now this is your chance. So now that iOS 12 is out, you can get these new Siri voices for Ireland and Africa countries. So let me go ahead and go to the voiceover areas. To get to that, go to Apple Settings, go down to General, and then over to Accessibility, and then go down to VoiceOver, double tap that, and then on down to Speech, double tap that, and you'll get to the speech screen.
Back button.
All right, so I'm going to use the heading here. So I'm going to get to the different two countries. There should be Ireland and South Africa. So let's go down to Ireland.
English, heading. English, us. Heading, English, Australia. Heading, English, Ireland. Heading.
Here we go. So as you go to the right now.
Moira, button.
There's Moira.
Siri female, button.
There's the Siri female. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap here.
English.
And give you a little demonstration of that one.
Speak sample, button.
Hello, my name is Siri.
That's pretty good. I like that. I like the male better, but let's go back here.
English, back button.
Okay.
English, Siri female. Siri male, button.
Let's go to male.
English. Back button. Speak sample.
And
button.
Do the sample.
Hello, my name is Siri.
That's pretty nice. I like that. So those are the two new Siri voices that you can use for voiceover. Let's go back here.
English. Back button. English.
And
speech.
I'm going to go down back to button. South Africa.
English. Heading. English, US. Heading, English, Australia. English, Ireland. English, South Africa.
Okay, the same thing. We got new Siri female and male.
Siri female. Siri male. Siri female. English, South Africa. Siri female.
Okay,
button.
Come down here.
English, back, speak sample, button.
Hello, my name is Siri.
Okay, let's go back.
English, back button. English, speech, back button. Siri female. Siri male. Button.
And the male.
English, back button, speak sample, button.
And this is the last
actions
one
available
of the new voices.
Hello, my name is Siri.
So you got a grand whopping total of four new voices from Ireland and South Africa together. So that gives you the two Siri female and male voices. There's also a new live listen mode for those with AirPods. What this does, it allows you to hear things around you. So if you have any hearing impairment, this is going to be a great option for you to use. It will use your phone microphone as a hearing aid. So as you wear your AirPod in your ear, you can activate the live listen and use the iPhone as a microphone. So somebody can pick up your phone and talk to it, and you can be able to hear them through your ear, your AirPod, which is great. So what you do is you got to first activate it. So what you have to do is you have to pair up your AirPod, of course. You have to go into Apple settings, go under to the control center, and go to the customize widget and insert hearing. Once that's been implemented, you just go to your home screen and do
PM.
A three-finger
status
swipe
bar,
up
control center.
To the control center. And at the bottom,
page one of one,
for
top
me,
hearing devices
is button. A hearing devices. You, now, I don't have AirPod, but if I double tap on this.
Hearing, not connected.
And you go to the right.
Live listen. Unavailable
there's your live listen. So that is how you go to the live listen, and hopefully that will help out for those with a hearing impairment. Earlier, I showed you how there's a new grouping in the notification center, how the notifications are now grouped. If you don't like the grouping, you can turn that off within the settings. So if you go to Apple settings, go to notification, go to the particular app that you don't want to group anymore. So in the example, I'm going to show you ESPN.
ESPN, banners, sounds, badges, button.
Just double tap to open that.
Notifications, back button.
And at the very bottom, we're going to get the following.
Notification grouping, automatic, button.
So notification grouping is now set to automatic. Double tap that. It'll give you the option to turn that grouping off. So you'll no longer have to have the grouping if you like it just in individual or by groups. You will see within the Apple settings under battery, they have totally redone the UI interface on that. You get a lot more information about your battery statistics so you can get a further and better idea what the breakdown, what's going on with your battery life. So as you go into the Apple settings, go to batteries.
Battery, heading.
Now what we're going to do is we're going to keep swiping to the right until we get to the new area. Here we go.
Battery percentage, low power mode. Low power mode temp, battery health, button. Selected, last 24 hours, button.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to get into the new information area.
Last 10 days, button. Last charge level, 100%, 8:50 a.m.
So the last time I had this last charged 100% was 8:50 a.m. So that was still on my charger at that time. So I'll tell you when the last time it was fully charged.
Battery level, heading.
Okay, so here comes the information that I was telling you about. These are all new statistical information you can review and see in details.
Battery level varied between 78% and 72%, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Now what they've done, they broke down in time sector. So between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., it tells you when the high peak of your battery to your low point. So this gives you a better idea which hour is maybe the culprit. So you can get a better idea what is draining your battery at certain times. So you can go back and see what I did that time.
Battery level varied between 70% and 68%, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Battery level varied between 67% and 65%, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.
So that could be very useful. Now I'm going to go down to the next section here.
Activity, heading.
This is where you can break up into activities.
Usage, 22 minutes. Screen on, 21 minutes. Screen off, 1 minute. 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
It tells you how much time you were on it, how much battery is being used when it's off, from hour to hours.
Usage, 12 minutes. Screen on, 12 minutes. 4 p.m., no usage. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.
And if you didn't use a phone, it's going to say no uses. Now I'm going to go swipe up a little bit here.
Row 17 to show activity button. Battery usage by app. Heading.
Okay. So the last segment is battery uses by apps. So obviously this, you can see what apps is using your usage of your battery.
Show activity button. Newsify. 21%.
So 25% of my users is Newsify.
YouTube, 15%.
YouTube.
WhatsApp, 9%.
It tells you what app is being used for the last 24 hours. So if you go back up.
YouTube, Newsify, show activity, button.
Showing
activity. Show battery usage,
right.
Button. Newsify, 40 meters on screen, 40 minutes.
So this tells you how much time you're spending, or I should say, how much of the battery is being used. So all 40 minutes that I was on this on time, was none of this was in the background. So let's see, you skip one that has a background.
YouTube, 22 meters on screen, 23 minutes. WhatsApp, 7 meters on screen, 3 meters background.
There you go. So you have 7 minutes on, 3 minutes off. So that gives you a better idea how your battery percentage is being used, what's using it, what. So they break down the battery statistics quite a bit in those three segments that I've just showed you. In Safari, there is a new feature for autofill password. Let me show you how this works. When you bring up Safari, so in this case, I brought up AppleVis, and I went to the login screen. I'm going to go down to where it has your username.
Username or email address, star. Text
now, if this is the first time you've been to the site, and you're using this, the first time you put your username and your password and you hit login, it's going to ask you if you want to remember that into your keychain. Say, yes, I want to save it in the keychain. And once you come back to this, it makes it really, really simple to use. So here I am at the username.
You may log in with either your username or email address, star. Text feed.
I'm going to do a one-finger double tap.
Insertion point at end.
All right. So it brings up a security or your QWERTY keyboard. Below here.
Password, star. Secure text field. The password field is case sense. Login. Button. Secondary menu. Heading level 2. Login to aplebis.com.
There it is. And I'm going to go to the right.
Use Anonymous mouse. Button.
I want to use my Anonymous account, so you just one finger double tap that.
Use Touch ID to log
and
into
then use your Touch ID or your
Safari.
Face ID.
Address. Aplebis. You may log in with either your password.
And then.
Password star. The password field is case sense.
All that field has been filled in.
Login.
And you just tap login.
Dimmed. And main. Reader available.
And then
Reader.
We have logged into the site. There's also another new Siri command that you can invoke with Siri. I can do this. I can invoke Siri and say, what is my password for AppleVis?
Alert. Touch ID to view saved passwords.
Use your Touch ID or your Face ID.
Settings. Accounts.
And then that it's button. Going to show you all the sites that you created.
Passwords. Add. Button. Edit. Button. Search. Search table index. Apple.com. Thomas at the Mickey House. Aplevis.com. Anony Mouse.
So there's that account, the Aplevis.com with my anonymous account. If you double tap that, it'll show you and reveal the password. You can now invoke a new Siri command to find your iPad. So if I do this, find my iPad.
I didn't find Thomas's iPad nearby. Should I try to play a sound on it anyway?
No.
Okay. You can check the location of all of your devices in the Find My iPhone app.
So now, instead of being able to find my iPhone, you can now find my iPad by using Siri. There's a new feature called Bedtime Mode. This only applies for those that use the Do Not Disturb. So if you have a scheduled Do Not Disturb that you do for every day, like myself, I have Do Not Disturb on every evening before I go to bed and into the morning times when I think I typically will wake up. This only will work if you have Do Not Disturb schedule set on. Once you have scheduled a Do Not Disturb on, how the bedtime mode works, it intertwines with the Do Not Disturb. So obviously those that are aware of the Do Not Disturb, what this means, it will eliminate any notifications and things like that from you being able to hear as you sleep or whatever you don't want to be disturbed. However, what it doesn't do is that when I hit the sleep-wake button on the side, it will show me a list of all the notifications and things that I've gotten. So that's right there on the lock screen. However, the bedtime mode, what that does, if you turn this option on, you will be able to initially take all those notifications and will force it into the notification center. So in other words, if I have this on and during the do not disturb time, if I were to hit the sleep wake button, all I'm going to see on the sleep wake screen, which is the initial lock screen, is pretty much nothing. It'll just tell you the time and everything you would expect if it was pretty empty. The reason you do this is two reasons. One, when you turn the bedtime mode on and you hit the sleep-wake button, first thing it's going to do, is it's going to lower the brightness down from a typical do not disturb. Perfect for those who have any remaining eyesight left. So if you are wanting to have the light just to be a little bit dimmer at night, the bedtime mode will automatically do that for you. And the second thing, like as I mentioned before, all the notifications will be moved to the notification center. So essentially, this will try to program you to not to be distracted at night times if you just want to check the time and a few things, not without having to see all the notifications and thinking you have to interact with all those things. So that's what the bedtime mode is for, is strictly just that. Try to lessen down the distraction and the things so you can get a good night's sleep. There is a new widget within the control center area. Of course, you have to include that first. How to change the widget very quickly. You go to the Apple Settings Control Center, down to Customize Widget, and then down towards the bottom, you'll have to find something called Scan QR Code. That is the new widget, and you just double tap that to include it. And then once it's inserted, you can come back to the home screen and then do a three-finger swipe up.
Control Center, airplane mode. Switch
and then I'll take you to off. The Control Center, and I put the widget towards the bottom, so I'll go to the bottom.
Scan QR code button.
And there's the scan QR code option widget. So this is a great way to access this to scan QR code quickly. Just double tap that.
Scan QR code camera.
That brings
flash,
up the camera.
Automatic.
And now you can be able to use this to scan QR code. There's also a new 3D touch that I want to tell those that use the Do Not Disturb quite a bit, like myself. So under Control Center, this is a great way to access the Do Not Disturb, and this is how I implement it besides my scheduling. So in this Control Center, as I swipe to the right,
Do Not Disturb.
I find the Do Not Disturb area here. Now, I'm going to do a 3D touch on this. And now they're going to give us several options to pick from for Do Not Disturb. So this tells me how I want Do Not Disturb and for how long and et cetera. So let's show you some of these options they have here.
For 1 hour. Button.
I can dismiss it for an hour.
Until this evening.
Until this evening. Just depends when on the time of the day you're accessing this. So in this case, it says dismiss it, or I should say Do Not Disturb until this evening.
Until I leave this location.
I leave this location, and then after that, it'll give you kind of an address where you are at. So when you leave the location, so you can be on Do Not Disturb until you leave this location. And then the last one.
Until the end of this event. 7 a.m.
Until the end of this
p.m.
event. Now, however, you still have the option to one more here.
Schedule.
It's a schedule. So if you want to schedule your Do Not Disturb from here instead of going through the settings, you can do that from here now. Within the Apple settings, there is a new section called Voice Memo. So when you open up Apple settings, you keep flicking to the right until you get to Voice Memo.
Voice Memos.
But this is a new settings area. I'll show you what's displayed in here.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
The first couple are your typical things, your permissions that you give Voice Memo.
Voice Memos. Heading. Allow Voice Memos to access. Heading.
Mm-hmm.
Location. While using. Siri and search. Search.
Yep.
Suggest. Background and app refresh. Off.
Those are your typical.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Settings. Information that you granted access, but the real thing is down below here.
Voice memo settings. Heading.
It's down here.
Clear deleted. After 30 days. Button.
Now you have the option to tell voice memo to delete anything within a certain number of days. So obviously here is set to 30 days. You just double tap here and you can make the changes to when you want the voice memos to be automatically purged. And then we'll go to the right.
Audio quality. Lossless button.
This is a new one too, very important one. Now you have the ability to record in lossless or compress. By default, it was compressed. Now you have the lossless. Of course, that's going to create large files, but much better quality sounds. You may notice that there's a new app, an Apple app called Measure. It is a standalone app.
Measure.
You will find that. Unfortunately, it is not accessible for voiceover user. However, there is something new in here that I want to make a point of what you can find in here. Double tap that
measure,
to open the
dimmed,
app up.
Move.
Measure, for those that don't know what that is, it allows you to measure items from your camera. So if I wanted to measure a box, I would put my camera in front of the box and then you would point from X, Y, Z dimension and it'll do measurement for you. Unfortunately, it's not accessible, but those that use the leveler or the level and the compass area where they moved that. So at the bottom of the Measure app,
level tab
is your level
now ready
option.
Focused on point at center of screen.
So the level is, for those that don't know, if you want to try to level a picture or see if a table is level, you double tap that item and then you'll be able to see if that is level. There is a new option under the software update. Those that are familiar with that, under the Apple settings, go under general until you get to software update.
Software update button.
Obviously, this is where you get your new updates for your iOS and things, but there's a new feature in there that is for you to consider if you want to turn on off. So if I go double tap on this.
General, back button.
And I'm going to go to the right.
Software update. Heading, automatic updates, on, button.
This is a new feature here. This will determine if you want to have it automatically update the iOS, where before it will just pop up and say, hey, there's a new installation and you have to go through the process. This will allow you to automatically update the iOS on the fly. So if you come in here to turn this on,
iPhone will automatically install updates.
And that's the story. If you are a user of the Apple Podcast app, you are now able to customize how you want your skip features to work. So within the Apple settings, go down to podcast, double tap podcast, and then you're going to swipe down until you get to the skip heading.
Skip buttons, heading.
All right. So from here, down, swipe to the right here.
Forward, 30 seconds, button.
Now you can define how many seconds you want the skip button to be. So forward is 30 seconds, or you can double tap to customize that.
Back, 15 seconds,
and you
seconds,
have
button.
The back as well.
Set the number of seconds to skip when you tap the skip button.
There is a new thesaurus in our dictionary, so you can now have a variety of dictionary and thesaurus that you can pick from. So basically, you just go to your Apple settings, go to general, and go down until you get to dictionary.
Dictionary button.
And then you just do a one-finger double tap here.
Selected. General.
Back and button. Now you're presented a variety of different dictionary and thesaurus that you can pick from. So you just swipe to the right.
Dictionary. Heading. British English. Oxford. British English. Oxford Thesaurus of England. Selected. American English. The Oxford American Dictionary.
As in my case, I double tap this to select the American Dictionary. And to the right of this.
Selected. American English. Oxford American Writers Thesaurus.
And if you want to add the thesaurus onto that, you just double tap that, and now you're ready to use your dictionary and thesaurus. You can now do a search for lyrics in the music app. I'll show you why you would use that. So let's go to the music app.
Music.
Open
double
that.
Double tap to open. Library. Heading.
And then at the bottom right is a search.
Search. Tab. Five. Search. Heading.
And at the very top.
Search. Heading.
Is your search heading. And you go to the right of this.
Apple Music. Search field.
Here's your search field. And we'll double tap that to go in there.
Search field. Search field is editing. Apple Music.
This
character
is
mode. Insertion point at start.
What you would enter in for artists or an album or whatever have not. But one of the new thing is the lyric search. So you can now search for a lyric. If you can remember a portion or part of a lyric of a song, it will try to help you identify what you're seeking for. So let's try one here. I could let them down, I could run away, but I will always remember your light. Let's try that.
Inserted, I could search.
Down at the bottom right, search.
Search.
Just search.
Strange Desire, Bleachers, 2014, button.
Okay, so there we go. Automatically it pops up. It tells me there's a song here by the Bleachers, and that is correct. As you can hear again, I'll have that repeated
like
to
a
you.
River, Strange Desire, Bleachers. Like a River Runs, Bleachers, Strange Desire, Middle Dot, 2014, lyrics, and I could run away, I could let them down, button.
All right, so it picks up the lyrics right there. It tells you the name of the song, the artist, and then the lyric that you're searching for. So you just double tap here.
Like a River Runs, Bleachers,
and then
Strange Desire,
start playing the music. There's a new air quality index within the native Apple Weather app. I'm going to go to the weather here.
Weather.
And do a one-finger double tap to open it up.
Weather. Lee Summit. Showers. 70.
Obviously, when you open up the weather, it gives your current condition and all the different things. Nothing has really changed here. However, the air quality index is towards at the very bottom. So I'm going to use a four-finger tap on the bottom.
Lake Buena Vista. Page 1 of 5. Lee Summit. Current location.
There it is.
City 1 of 5.
And then I'm going to go to the left.
The weather channel. Details. Air quality index. 53.
Okay, so it gives you an air quality index number. So that number is 53. And what that means, you go to the right.
Air quality, moderate.
It tells me what the air quality is outside. So for me, it's moderate. And that may be very useful for those that have asthma and other health-related issues. There's a new option under message that I want to point out to you. So if you're a heavy message user, you might want to know about this option. As you are, if you open up message and then you find a person that you want to message.
Angela Nightonville.
So there's my wife. So if I double tap that to get into the conversations, we get to the back. Now, if I go to the right.
Angela.
There's Angela. Now, there used to be an info button here, and you're probably asking yourself, where did it go? It's right here. So if you do a one-finger double tap here.
Angela. Audio. Button.
Okay, so there's some new options here that allows you to do. So you can create a FaceTime audio to her.
FaceTime button.
Or you can do a FaceTime call directly from her.
Angela.
And if I go to the right.
Info button.
There's the info button. Then you can just double tap that. So that's where they hit it, and that's where you can do your FaceTime audio along with the FaceTime. There's a new 3D touch option under Notes.
Notes.
Double Once you find open. The Note app itself, do a 3D touch on it.
Notes. Button. Scan document. Button.
That is the new option. You can now scan a document straight from the outside of the app by doing a 3D touch. There is a new 3D touch feature within the camera app itself. So if you go to the native Apple camera app itself.
Camera.
From here, you'll do a 3D touch, which you press very hard down.
Take selfie button.
And then it'll give you the first option here to take selfie. But what the new option is when you swipe to the right here.
Record video button. Scan QR code. Button.
There it is. Scan QR code. So you can do a scan QR code straight from the camera app doing a 3D touch. There are new commands for Braille display users out there. You can now assign Braille key commands to things such as like before, previous, or next misspelled words, or previous and next headings, or previous and next buttons. Those are examples that you can do. It also relates to any kind of formats. Like, for example, you can say, search for the next bold text, underline text, or even font changes. So there are many new features for the Braille display users to change their command keys that they can assign and use with. So check that out. To access this new navigations, all you have to do is go to the Apple settings, over to General, then to Accessibility, then to VoiceOver, then over to Braille, then to More Info, then to Braille Commands, and then to Navigation. Now off to the iPad. What's new in the iPad? We have a new voiceover gesture for those on the older iPad themselves. The new iPad that you will see coming up will have the option of no home button anymore. And those that are using the iPhone X will have the similar voiceover gesture that you had on that. So for this is primarily for all of us that have never had the homeless button. We have always had the home button. Regardless, on the iPad, with the older iPad with the home button, you are now going to have the same gesture as you do with your peers that don't have any home buttons. What that means? Well, that means changing how you access to the, at the top, notification center and the control center. Also at the bottom, how you access the home button and the app switcher. Those are the new voiceover gestures. Basically, what's going to happen is at the top, we'll start with the top to get to the control center and notification center. When I tap to the top, you are going to hear a tone. It's kind of a low-end tone, and this tone represents, say, hey, I got your attention. As I slide down, you're going to get to the first higher tone. That is access to your control center, and if I slide down a little bit more, that access to the notification center. Now, once I slide to the particular tone that I want, then you lift your finger up, and that will activate that option that you wanted to go to. If you make a mistake and decide you don't want to do that, as you slide down and you hear the tones, you just swipe to the right or left, and that will cancel that process. So let me show you, without further ado, that it's going to take you a couple of times to do this. It took me quite a while to get the hang of it. It is a little dicey, but once you get the hang of it, it's not too bad. All right, so I'm going to tap and hold on top where I would think the clock used to be at the top, and I'll get here the first tone, and then I'm going to slide down to the first tone, and I'm going to just hover there. I'm going to stay there, and VoiceOver will tell you to lift for Control Center. So I want that to be a feature. You don't have to hold it to hear the VoiceOver, but I want you to be able to hear the VoiceOver hint in this example. So let me go ahead and touch and the top here, and we'll go to the first ding, and then we'll go to the second level.
Lift for Control Center.
There we go.
Control Center.
And then we get to the Control Center. So as I just did, tap, hold, slide down, wait, and then lift up. That takes me to the Control Center. Now let's do the Notification Center the same way. You go to the top. We'll go down to the second one. So you hear the tone gets higher, so I'm going to go to the second one.
Notifications. FaceTime.
And there it is. There's the Notification Center. All right, so I'm going to do the same thing for the bottom. Now, this is how you activate the home button without a home button and get to your app switchers. Same process, but I'm going upward. So I'm going to touch the very bottom where I think the dock is, and then I go up to the first tone. That is your home button. And then the second one is your app switcher. So, without further ado, let's do that.
Lift for home.
Okay.
Messages.
And that takes me, that hits the home button. So if you're in an app, that you just tap the bottom, go up to the, and it activates the home, gets you back to the home screen. Let's try that again for the app switcher.
Lift for app switcher. App switcher.
And
settings.
There we have it for app switcher.
Swipe up with three fingers to close the app.
And note, and just because these are new VoiceOver gesture to implement the new haptic to get to the various things I've just shown, just remember that you can still do a three finger swipe down and up at the top of the status bar to bring down the notification and the Control Center. So nothing have changed there. Also on the iPad, we have a new slight change to the status bar. Yes, what you have known with the status bar contained has changed a little bit, especially where the whereabouts of things that you're looking for. It has changed, so those on the older iPhone are not going to have the same consistency as you see on the iPad. Let me give you an example here. At the top left is the first app that you have on your home screen, which is row one, column one. This is the quickest way to access the status bar because they made changes in my previous feature of the iPad with a new VoiceOver gesture. So you're going to have to access the status bar a little different. So what I do is I tap on the first icon located at the top left, which is message for me. And then I'm going to slowly slide up until I get to my clock. So let's see.
Messages. Double tap to 11:54 a.m. Status bar item.
All right. So obviously, as you just noticed, the time is now on the left side. So it's no longer right below the middle where the camera is. Nope. There is a wide berth here. There's a wide space of things. Nothing there but a time. As I go to the right, you're going to get you the cell reception and the Wi-Fi with those iPads that supports the cell, of course. Now, this one, you're going to hear some of the cell reception and also with the Wi-Fi here. And those are located right below the camera itself. So that is where you will find the cell reception and the Wi-Fi status. So if I flick to the right.
Minus one of four bars, three of three Wi-Fi bars.
There's the Wi-Fi bar and the cell. Those are right below and to the right of the camera. To the right of that.
Orientation locked.
Is because I have orientation locked
down with three fingers to review
on the iPad added to the right of that. And then obviously at the far right, type right.
97% battery power.
Is my battery. So those are the changes to the status bar. Well, that's going to do for the overview of what's new in iOS 12. As I mentioned before, that is only some of the new features and things you can expect that have changed in the iOS 12. And there are many, many more things they have done in iOS 12. And if you feel that one of those new features that I did not cover here or changes that is something that you think is pretty unique and something worth noteworthy, please leave a comment to this podcast on applevis.com so that way other people can see what you found in iOS 12 that you liked was not covered in this podcast. All right. Well, I am Thomas Donovo, also known as Anonymous. Until next time. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.